Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We have a strong AI theme on the show today. A little bit later, we'll be speaking to OpenAI, no less. But first, a company with strong roots to this country called Version One. It is opening up a brand new AI facility in Ireland and creating 250 jobs and hundreds more north of the border as well as part of its digital transformation rollout. It's a vote of confidence at a time of immense geopolitical upheaval, but will it lure the proper indigenous AI sector here as well? Roop Singh is the chief executive of Version One and is on the line. Good morning, Roop.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us what Version One actually does.
So Version One is a technology company that provides services across AI, digital, cloud, and consulting to companies to enable their businesses to transform the technology.
Okay. And what kind of services?
This is right from the ability to implement solutions, whether it is your ERP solutions, it's whether implement cloud or digital solutions. And we provide the capability and the resources to ensure that we address your business problems.
And you're creating something called an AI studio, and with it, 250 new jobs in the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, Joe. So, we are delighted today to announce the new Dublin headquarters and also an AI studio, which will also enable us to build, extra 250 local jobs in Ireland. So we are delighted about that.
And this AI studio will be available to schools, universities and community groups. What specific programs or partnership does Version One have in place to ensure this access to schools, etc., is meaningful?
So, the approach that we take in AI, Joe, is really built around four key principles, right? The one is that, AI should really enhance rather than actually replace human capability. The second thing we actually say is the business and the people focused outcomes must come before the technology choices that they make if you really want to get value out of it. The third is that the co-creation with the customers really drives faster and more practical results. And the organizations must prepare for people, skills, and culture. And the combination of all this is where we, envisage to upskill talent. We look at local universities to hire. We look at the communities that we can actually get our core skills from. And we also are very focused on upskilling our own capability.
Yeah. How are you going to find these 250 new specialist workers in the AI field? I ask because obviously we have OpenAI coming up on the show a bit later. Anthropic are also moving their European headquarters to Ireland and they will be looking for staff. So there's going to be a huge competition for talent, isn't there?
Yes, Joe. And, it's a very strong testament that OpenAI and Anthropic are coming to Ireland, which actually states that, there are skills and capabilities that are available in the Irish market. And, we've been in the market for 30 years, Joe, in Ireland. We started in Ireland. It's just the scale and ambition has changed and we've taken the organization global. And all along, we found that the talent is available in Ireland. We have the ability to attract from local universities. We have used companies locally. And the main thing is to also identify how we can upskill the talent that we hire from outside to build the AI capabilities that we need.
Are you worried about the reports that AI is going to wipe out so many jobs and destroy white-collar workers as we know it? Only in the last few days, the boss of Anthropic said as much.
From what we have seen so far, Joe, we can actually see that AI can enhance the human capability. So the approach that we've taken is it's really the guardrails and the governance are provided by the humans, if you will, by the individuals. AI is a tool that enables them to become more effective and efficient. So we are not seeing what we are hearing in the market that, it's going to replace a lot of jobs. It's going to make people more effective and provide the time needed to do more valuable work, which is needed by our customers.
Well, I hope you have a great day today at this official launch. I know that you have a few ministers and luminaries coming along for the launch. So best of luck with it and with Version One's expansion in this country. That's Roop Singh, the chief executive of Version One.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.